And we are on our way, and I'm glad that you're here tonight, my friends. Again, I've been led to another message I've been giving a lot of thought to. And I think some of you have heard me say this, and I tell Bruce this a lot. You know, it seems like it's funny, you know. I'm not saying, you know, God has a sense of humor, but, you know, I think God does. But a lot of times I had an old pastor tell me, he said, Jim, you know, be prepared whenever you're presenting messages, because sometimes you may have to live those messages, or sometimes you may have just come out of those messages, or sometimes, you know, like I said, they're going to happen. But, you know, a lot of the messages I've been kind of led to, folks, lately, it's been some stuff that I have gone through and some stuff that I have dealt with. And some things has been basically laid on my heart, you know. And this one tonight, you know, when I was giving thought to this the other day when I was cutting grass. And it was kind of like a follow-up to the message I had last week and the week before that. You know, a lot of my encounters in this chat room, basically in real life, also in church, and I'm sure some of you can relate to this also, that, you know, we talk to a lot of people, we see a lot of people struggling and having some issues, having difficulties, having hard times, you know, things seem like it's just not going right, you know. And I've been, you know, kind of looking, watching, listening. And I kind of wonder, you know, well, why is this happening? And I'm sure some of you, whenever you have talked to people, and some of you may have dealt with things in your lives, you know, and I'm not saying it's you, but, you know, you wonder why is this happening. But, you know, I've been looking at a lot of people having hard times, and they're having bad times. And I listen to a lot of them, and really, they tell me, you know, hey, you know, they are really born-again believers. They are hardcore Christians. They are serving the Lord. But yet, I wonder why they're having such a hard time. And, you know, Coram, you know, he's a Bible teacher, folks, and I don't know if you kind of caught on to that or not. I pick at him a lot, but he is a Bible teacher. And he does break down the Word, and I break down the Word in messages, too. But, folks, I'm trying to encourage you to understand one thing. When you and I are studying God's words, you and I need to believe God's words. And I think what happens to a lot of Christians, they're reading the God's words, but I think they fully are not comprehending what the word means. I think they're fully not really understanding the power within God's words. So this is why I think a lot of them are having a hard time, because, see, there are some key elements in the Word of God that helps you deal with difficulties in your lives, especially when you're dealing with struggles, or, as I would say, spiritual attacks. And, folks, I want you to understand this. One thing that I do know of, Satan himself is good at being bad. That's right. Satan's good at being bad. And the reason why I say this is because he's good at being bad by knowing our weakness, because he camps out with a bated breath just waiting for his chance to launch missiles at you. In fact, that's what he's doing. He's like, I don't know if you ever seen these like Best Buy has these new devices coming out, and these people are just camping out on the outside in tents. Man, they're lined up in droves, waiting just to get in there, the very first chance to get that new gadget, a new item or whatever. Well, see, this is what I think Satan does with us. He's just waiting and waiting and waiting for his chance to launch those missiles at you. And a lot of times, you know, I'm not trying to give him credit, but a lot of times he does it with extreme accuracy. Now, the good news is, you and I, my friends, we can begin to recognize his tactics and watch his attempts fail against us. And this is why I was led to this message tonight, to hope you, hoping that you will understand where I'm going with this. You see, Once you and I start studying God's words, living God's words, understanding what God's words are, what they really mean, we will learn His tactics. We will learn how He operates. And then once we start to understand what he is doing, His attempts will fail against you. I promise you, they will. And the only reason why a lot of His attempts win against us, because we, my friends, allow it. We allow it to happen. So once you and I start to understand the Word of God, and we learn His tactics and learn how to recognize them, and they will fail against us, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we recognize Him? How do we learn who He is? How do we learn how He operates? Very simple. You know, heard me say it a few times already within the first few minutes. By saturating ourselves with Scriptures. Folks, I push that all the time in this chat room. Coram himself pushes that all the time in his chat room. Saturate yourselves with the Word of God. That is the only way you're going to fully understand what is happening to you in your life. And when you start to saturate yourself with Scriptures by reading about the triumphs of those who stumbled before us. And that's right, my friend. I've been reading the book of Judges lately. This is what I've been studying. And I'm telling you, you know, and every time I start going back through the Bible, and I start rereading, you know, parts of Old Testaments along with New Testaments, and Bruce was picking at me. He said, man, I ain't heard you preach much in Old Testament. So, well, I am in Old Testaments, okay? But I've been going back and reading and studying and saturating myself with this. And I have seen many people before you and I stumble. So you're not the only ones that might be stumbling. You're not the only ones that's having a hard time. Folks, there are people before us in the Word of God that have stumbled. But also, once you start to read about them and read about God's words, you see there are ways to understand the enemy. And by us saturating ourselves with Scriptures, we start believing that God is bigger than Satan's best shot. In fact, we know God is bigger than Satan's best shots. We know, we remember, we understand. And whenever we read the Word of God, we start remembering why the enemy continues to hit us where he does is essential. Let me repeat that. We're going to start to understand why the enemy keeps hitting you where he does is essential to his arsenals. You see, if you and I, if we become increasingly aware of our areas of struggles and rely on God's strength in those areas, eventually they will not become the targeted areas. Because as I always said, when you become strong and you're into the Word of God and you understand how Satan is attacking you or the enemy is attacking you and throwing those colors at you, once you start to recognize him, he becomes less effective. They don't work. It doesn't work against you no more. So he tries something different. So this is why we must constantly be studying the Word of God to understand his tactics. And the only reason why a lot of times he gets a little advantage on you, because again, they are revisited by Satan, because again, Satan knows he has success in those areas that you somehow or another are not strong in. Because I have many old pastors that have trained me, and they told me, Jim, Satan will not attack you at your strongest point. He never will. He always hits you at the weakest. You see, folks, if you allow that weakness to get the best of you, it's a spiral that some people can't get out of. And I've seen many people come into these chat rooms struggling with the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And it seemed like they can't get out of that spiral. Well, you know why? Personally, I think They're not figuring out how to conquer with God's words. They're not. Or they don't believe. You see, friends, what we need to believe that God is bigger than those areas of our lives. And the truth is, God is bigger than any weakness we have. God is bigger than all that. Think about that for a while. God is greater. Greater is he who is in you than he who is of this world. Now, if you got your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Psalms. Let me get some water. Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 11. One verse. Very simple. And it reads this. Your word I have hidden in my heart. Now, I am from the New King James Version. Sorry about that, but I like the ESV version better. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Do y'all see it? Do y'all see it? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight. We ask of you, Lord, be with us this short little time and be with the folks that's here tonight to hear this message. Father, you led me to this message for some particular reason, and I have been struggling with some things in my life too, and I've been kind of having a hard time, but you know, you allowed me to see something, you know, and whenever I see these things, you know, I kind of like, okay, I get it, and thank you. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for showing me, and thank you for helping me learn to deal with the struggles that I deal with. So, Father, as I ask you tonight to be with those kind folks that's here tonight, they took time out of their busy schedule to be here. They showed up here, and they decided to come here, and they could have went done other things elsewhere. Father, there's other folks who decided not to come here. I don't know what their problem is. I don't know what they're dealing with. But you know what? Let's pray for them too. And hopefully they may start to come back and start to understand. Maybe I need to start listening to what some of these messages are really talking about. And maybe it may just help me deal with what I'm dealing with. So, Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you in everything I do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My friends, what I'm trying to go with in this message tonight, and the title, you've seen it in the room, but what I've been trying to say to you and I, by saturating our minds and saturating our hearts, and that's why I love that scripture that's even posted on the screen. When you're saturating yourself with the Word of God, folks, the title is saying it basically itself. Conquer with God's words. Conquer with God's words. See, it's helpful in all battles to remember God's track record. He has proven himself in each of our lives. And I need to remember what he did in my life because that's the life I'm living. While I can learn from the stories of others, it is important to look back and see his faithfulness to me. If you were here last week, the message I've spoken to you was on finishing the race, winning that race, and I gave some pointers of how you and I are to run that race. And tonight's message helps us understand how we are to be sure that we will finish this race and how we can overcome any obstacles thrown into our path when running that race. And the good news in all this is this. Folks, all the answers that you need, all the answers that you seek, all the answers that you desire, all the answers that you got to find to help you finish this race are in God's words, and also how we, you and I, can be conquerors with the Word of God. And this is four ways tonight I'm going to show you how this is done. Four ways we become conquerors of God. The first way is this. Now, I love this. And you probably can relate to it. The first way is this. Discover God's Word. Ding, 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 ding. Very simple, right? How many times you and I discover God's Word? Basically, if you seek it and you're hungry, you discover it basically every day if you're reading. Why do I know this? Psalms 119:12 says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes." Basically, several things here. The first thing is, A, that the psalmist, he was asking God to teach him his words. And friends, you and I should do also likewise. You want to learn about the Word of God? Ask God to teach you the Word of God, and He will. And B, discovering God's promises means finding those that apply to our area of need. Now, what I'm saying by this, my friends, a good concordance or even a reference Bible could help you locate them scriptures. And see that we discover God's Word when we trust Him to reveal it to us. You see, friends, when you open up your heart and you trust God, God, you know what? I need you to show me the right way. And when you trust Him, He will reveal it to you. So the second way to conquer whatever issues or problems you may face. The first one was discovering God's Word. So the second one will be this. Digest God's Word. Psalms 119:18 says, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." I love that passage right there, my friends, because basically, what it's saying, if you look at what Webster says, that digest means, it really means to think over or to absorb. Sometimes we digest it, you know, what we think is by eating. Well, in a sense, my friends, let's just say, hey, you are eating the Word of God, because whenever you think it over, whenever you meditate on it, Bruce's blog kind of has a little title, Meditating on God. Whenever you're constantly meditating on His words, friends, I'm telling you, you think deeper. You go deeper. You go further. So whenever you digest God's words, you constantly need to be thinking it over all the time. What does it say? What does it mean? How do I apply it to my life? And B, that we need to delve, if you want to say it that way, into God's promises. Studying them and pondering on them. Again, my friends, let me be cautious about this. Good commentaries do help. Let us absorb God's words until we are absorbed by it. And see that we are to partake of God's Word. And what I mean by that, digest it. You see, the psalmist himself wrote, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." That's Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. In other words, my friends, you constantly need to be digesting on the Word of God daily. And a lot of problems I see whenever I do talk to people, I generally ask them this question: how often are you reading the Word of God? Or better yet, how much are you reading? How much are you studying? How much are you taking in? How much are you trying to allow yourself to understand? And generally I get some people says, "Well, I read it about a couple weeks ago." Well, how long before then? Well, about a couple months ago. Wow, really? Well, how are you going to understand how to conquer the enemy if you're not fully developing your mental capacity to understand God's words? You see, my friends, the Bible itself was written for the Holy Spirit, because He's dwelling in you, and He is the one that's going to reveal things to you. He is the one that's going to feed your spirit man. But if you're not making any attempts to understand the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, to digest the Word of God, to fully understand the Word of God, friends, how are you going to win this battle? How are you going to even finish this race? Look, I'm not trying to be hard on people, but I'm just stating the facts. You know, if you want to be conquerors, you have to digest the Word of God. We may not understand everything, and look, and you don't try to understand everything, but whenever the timing is right, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what He needs to reveal. And a lot of people try to get into the Word and read, well, I don't understand it because I was looking for an answer and I didn't get it. Well, see, that's the problem. You were trying to set the timetable yourself instead of you trying to absorb the Word of God, trying to think over the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, or even try to find some basic commentaries or some study guide, or really trying to expound on it. You know, you're not helping yourself. You're not. You're creating yourself more issues. And this is why I pointed earlier at the introduction that Satan is looking for the weakness. So if you're not studying the Word of God, how are you going to understand how Satan works? God's words is in there. It tells us how we defeat the enemy. He's already defeated, okay, you know what? But you know what? You still have to do something. And see, in these 2 points I pointed out to you tonight, they're key elements in your Christian walk. One, that you have to discover the Word of God. Two, that you have to digest yourself on the Word of God. Now we get to the third point for tonight on how we are to be conquerors with the Word of God. And that is, number three, delight in God's words. Delight. Delight. Oh, joyous people, delight into the Word. Psalms 119:47 says, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? And see, this is the problem I see a lot in many Christians today. And I'm sure that you have seen the same thing that I have. Some of them that you talk to do not delight in God's words. And the reason why I'm saying this, my friends, when I talk to them and I see that, I don't see that joyous. I don't see that light. I don't see that glow. I don't see no delight in them. When I ask them, are you reading the Word of God? Well, yeah, I kind of. Well, I just don't get it. You see, my friends, what I see happening there to them, reading, it is a duty to be performed. Their negative attitude brings them spiritual defeat. If they feel like, well, I guess I got to go read the Word today. Oh, well, I'd rather go watch TV, but... oh, I'd rather go gaming. Dad, one fella came in the room this morning. I asked him about, hey, you thinking about coming tonight? Oh, no, I'm going to the bar tonight with my friends. Wow. Really? I don't see no delight in that, my friends. And then he was talking about his problems. And I said, okay, well, what are you reading? Well, I hadn't been reading lately. Woof. But you're going to a bar tonight with your friends, but you're having problems, but you're not reading, but yet you're down. Don't you see where I'm going with this? You friends, what I'm trying to tell you, that delighting in God's words enables you and I to be conquerors. So whenever you delight in the word of God, Psalms 119:11 says it right there. They are the rejoicing of my heart, says the psalmist. When you delight in the word of God, it's rejoicing within you that you are conquerors, that nothing can come against you, that you are ready to take on the world. And this is most important, that Christians who delight in God's word, loves his words, obey his words, and are victorious through his words. Let me repeat this, my friends. Those who love God's words, obey the word, and are victorious through his words. Let us claim the promises with praises. Psalms 119:165 says so. Now, I'm not telling you, hey, I'm going to start on the naming and claiming stuff. But, folks, I'm telling you, if you delight yourself in the word of God, you will love God himself, and you will obey God, and you will be victorious through the word of God, because his word says so. His words say so. Folks, that's why I'm telling you, we ought to discover God's words. We ought to digest God's words. We ought to delight in God's word. And fourth point for tonight. Remember these 4 points. The fourth one is, my friends, most important. Depend on God's word. Depend on God's words. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's a done deal. That's it. We win. He loses. Amen? Come on, somebody give me an amen. We win. He loses, right? Because we depend on what God says. We have faith in what God says. We believe in what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what many Christians are not fully comprehending. Many Christians do not depend on the word of God as they should. They rely on self-effort or other people too much, and thereby fail. Huh. If we are to conquer, we must depend on the word of God. It never fails. It never fails. It never fails. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56 says, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promise." Not one. Friends, a few things in this life are trustworthy. Possessions will fail. Pleasures will fade. Popularity falls. People fail. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever." The word of the Lord endureth forever. Do you hear this, friends? His words endureth forever. And in closing for tonight, sometimes why we do not get the victory we needed to overcome on mountains is because of our faith. Now why? Well, now some people, if I was preaching this elsewhere, it may be stepping on toes, but again, many of the reasons why they do not get victory to overcome their mountains is because of their faith. When we are always worrying and complaining and bellyaching and doubting God all the time, folks. It's only showing that you and I are only limiting the power of God. So your unbelief will thus cause God not to work on your behalf. That's kind of harsh to say that, but that's true. Many times we feel as if we're the only ones going through what we are facing. I hear people come in the chat room all the time, "You just don't know what I'm dealing with. You just don't know the problems I'm having. You just don't." Yes, I do, because I've been there. You've been there. We do understand. So don't come here and tell me you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I have. We all fought battles. We're all having problems. You think me being a pastor that I'm hunky-dory and everything's okay? No, it's not. I deal with struggles. I deal with problems. I deal with issues. I deal with spiritual attacks. I deal with a lot of issues. And folks, let me tell you something else. Being a pastor is hard because, again, I got to listen to everybody else's problems. And sometimes that is depressing. And it gets me depressed. It gets me down. It gets me discouraged. Day in and day out, I got to listen and sit here and listen to everybody's problems. Or I got to deal with them in church. I got to deal with them in real life. Don't you think sometimes that affects us ministers or even teachers? We know what everybody's going through. But that's what the enemy wants us to feel like. That's what he wants us to feel. So that way we, you and I, can bend under pressure. Folks, look, let me explain something. Our situations that we face are nothing new to God. He knows what we are going to face, and he knows what we are facing right now. So remember this, please. Trials will come, and trials will go. But the love and promises of God will always be there. So it's important for us to understand that although we suffer many things and many roadblocks are in our way, our God, the mighty God, will always make a way, because he promised that he will never leave us, because he is our helper. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. What he therefore requires from us is that we come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 14, which says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Also in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." My friends, the word is very simple, and it's not hard to understand here. It's saying that you and I are to cast all our cares upon him. Now, it's up to us to trust him in his words by faith, believing in his words that those mountains in our way will be moved. For it's not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So I leave you with this tonight. We have a choice. We really do. We can continue to try to do things on our own strength, which we will fail and falter. Or we can recognize, as it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, that the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's, not yours. Folks, that battle is his, but the victory is ours through Jesus Christ. Friends, through the Word of God, God helps us overcome our mountains by encouraging us through the Word of God. And many times, when I am facing obstacles, the Lord will allow me to read a Bible verse or to hear one that uplifts my spirit. From my friends, please listen to this. If we read, study, believe in the Word of God, and if we let God fight our battles, we'll always be on the winning side. We'll always be on the winning side. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you again for allowing me to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing me to present this message to the kind folks that's here tonight. Father, again, as I was encouraged in writing this, you know, I thank you again for allowing me to write this, and thank you for some of the folks that came in the room during this week that posted a couple of scriptures and a couple of YouTube videos, and I listened to them, and I heard one passage that really, just as I just said, it spoke to my heart, and it really encouraged me to go deeper with this message, and I thank you for that. Father, again, I ask this prayer. Help us open our hearts up to fully understand more of your words to be better conquerors of the enemy that is fighting us. I ask you to bless the folks here tonight. Again, as I said, they could have been elsewhere, but they're sitting here tonight listening to this message. They could be watching TV, playing video games, doing whatever they want to do, but they decided to come here tonight to listen to you. Father, thank you for drawing them here. Thank you for allowing this message to be transmitted to them. Thank you for loving all of us where we have fallen short of your precious glory. Again, thank you for your love, your support, and your kindness. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.